she was raised in Africa, but educated in UK and India. So she really has understanding and experience of different cultures and different languages. And although she may appear very calm and very quiet externally, very introverted, for me she's a very dynamic and innovative, she has a very dynamic and innovative personality, but it all goes on inside, you don't see. So, yeah, another speciality I experience is she's always very connected to Baba. You know, whatever she does, like every step, I have the feeling that she's always, you know, like walking hand in hand with Baba, asking Baba for advice, making her decisions with Baba. So, very good instrument consciousness. Beautiful. Okay, so Gopiba will share about Dharana today with you. And they have some questions for you, but maybe before you want to just share your inspiration.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Do you like sitting on these chairs? Would you mind renouncing these chairs for the next 45 minutes? And come and sit. It is, you feel very far away. So if you guys come close, it's nice. It might mean you have to renounce your comfortable chair for a while. So the brothers can come forward a bit.
You can sit next to Gopi then. Come, come.
Yeah, you're allowed. I won't bite.
Yeah. Nikhil Bhai, Arnav. Come closer, come.
So shall I tell you a bit about myself before we start? Yeah? I was 3 years old when I first came. No, less. Maybe two. When my parents first came to Baba. That's very little. Right, so you don't really understand much. You just have a picture of Brahma Baba above your bed and your mother tells you that's your grandfather. So you kind of accept that this Baba isn't your family somehow. And then as you get older, you go to the center and your parents drag you to the center every other day. Or they make you wake up early in the morning and come across against your will. When I got to the center, I had a good experience. But the getting up part wasn't so easy. Have you had that experience too? Yeah? Just the initial bit where the parents go, come on, it's time to wake up. And you're like, no, it's too early. But then once I get to the center, it's fine. And I guess when I got to the center, it was Shiv Baba that I just started having experiences with. You know, you sit in yoga and you don't have to make effort. You just get an experience from Baba. It's a nice experience. I didn't make sense of it. I didn't understand too much of what it was about. It just felt nice. It just felt good. So I just went with the feeling. And I was studying at the same time and I continued my studies as well. And I finished my high school and college and I went on to university to study law. Because on my mother's side of the family, all of them are judges and barristers. So you've all heard about Mahatma Gandhi, right? My grandfather worked with Mahatma Gandhi. Okay. When Mahatma Gandhi was on his way to South Africa, he stopped in Uganda, in East Africa. And my grandfather was a judge in, a very, very well-known Supreme Court judge in Uganda. And before Idi Amin threw all the Indians out of Uganda, my grandfather had gotten wind of it, so we managed to move the family safely. So you can imagine, from a heritage of lawyers and barristers, my parents wanted me to be a lawyer. Right. You know, in the Indian household, you only have one of four vocations: engineer, doctor, accountant or pharmacist, right? Not much of a variety to choose from. And if you say to your parents that you want to be something like a marine biologist, that I wanted to be, they kind of look at you like, marine, what? You want to earn a living by swimming under the water when looking at fish all your life? I'm like, yeah, it's fine, it's nice, it's interesting. So that generation, there wasn't so much a variety of professions as there were when I was growing up. You had such a choice, you could become whatever you want. I wanted to be a zoologist at one point, I wanted to be a game ranger at another point. Because living in Africa meant that I would often go out on safaris, go to see wildlife. Must have been out on tons of safaris. So I really enjoy the outdoors. I've done everything. I've done everything from scuba diving, windsurfing, you name it, mountain climbing. I've been blessed in that way, that by the time I was 19, I've pretty much experienced all ranges of outdoor pursuit. And that was partly because Vedanti Ben, who was one of the senior sisters, always said to my mother, the kids have to be happy. And give them the freedom. Keep them with Baba and give them the freedom. So I remember one expedition, and we were training. It was to climb Mount Kenya. That's the Kilimanjaro has the highest peak in Africa. Mount Kenya's a little bit less. But it's okay if you're a 14-year-old, you know, you need training though. So I remember we had to do a 10-week training fitness course to get ourselves fitness, heart rate, everything up to gear. And in the 10 weeks prior to climbing that mountain, we had once a week intensive 2.5-hour swimming, once a week circuit training, and that meant building all the muscles in the body from calf to this, because as you're climbing up and down, you need very, very strong leg muscles, arm muscles to carry your backpack. And then once a week, we had to run for 3 hours on the sand. Right? To run on hard ground for 3 hours is hard, but on the sand, can you imagine? Your feet just are constantly. And by the time you've done like 0.5 kilometer, you already want to give up. And you still got to keep running. So it was tough. But it was very, very good. Because after those 10 weeks, you could see how much your fitness improved, how much you were ready to be able to climb a mountain. And it was very interesting because I was going out with 10 other souls, non-BKs, okiks, and we were going to be spending 2 weeks on the field. So you know what my mother had done? My mother had spoken to my teachers in advance to say, you know what, she doesn't eat out. She doesn't eat meat. Because I was the only one that was vegetarian. So it's a bit of an odd personality. But my mother was very kind in saving me the embarrassment of having to explain myself to everybody. So she'd done the preparation work. And she'd also packed some dry food for me, you know, stuff. And she'd given that to my teachers to say, this is her food, so please look after her. So they looked after me very well. Although one evening when it was bitterly cold, our food got left down at Camp 1 and we moved on to Camp 2. So the only thing I had for dinner that night was, you know, pasta with peanut butter. And I never wanted to see a jar of peanut butter after that in my life, because it was just so awful to have spaghetti with peanut butter for your dinner. It was about the only thing I could eat. Anyway, I remember that experience because I think it's similar to something we all have to do in our lives. And I remember halfway through climbing up that mountain, it started to rain very, very heavily. And I used to wear spectacles in those days. And I had a backpack. Now, I made the mistake of not packing my stuff in plastic bags. So guess what? The rain starts to fall. Everything gets soaked. And you know when everything gets soaked, what happens? Double the weight, right? So you end up carrying a backpack that's double the weight of what it was before. And I remember at one point I couldn't see anything. Everything was steamed up, my glasses were wet, and I couldn't see. And you know what? The road just kept going up and up and up and up. And that was it. And I just thought, how much longer can I do this for? You know, and I remember all I wanted to do at one point was just to sit down and give up. And go, that's it. I'm not moving anymore. I can't do this. And remember when I felt that, it was like two angels, you know, one was a friend and one was my geography teacher actually, came in from the side, one picked one hand up, the other picked the other hand up, and they literally dragged me up to camp three. You know? And I thought, look at that, you know, at a time when you feel like giving up, and you kind of let go, God sends some angels to help you move forward. And so it was a very significant trip for me in many, many ways, because I think in our lives, when we talk about, you know, dharana is a big word, but it literally means your inner support system. You know, in Sanskrit, its definition just literally means, what is it that supports you from inside to keep going? So what's in your inner support system? What's in your inner support system? What fuels you to keep going? What helps you keep going when you feel like giving up?
When you started.
Sorry?
Why we started.
Why you started, remembering why you started. What else? What else keep you going when you feel like giving up? Sorry?
Baba's
help. What else?
How you feel when you end it.
Right, so keeping an eye on the destination, how are you going to feel when you actually finish it? Right, not losing sight at the end. What else? What about from inside? What would motivate you to keep going?
I can do it.
It's like a self-will. It's like a sense of self-respect. You know? That I can do this, I can accomplish it, I will do it. And I think at the basis of all dharana in your life, is the foundation of self-respect. When your self-respect suffers, many things suffer. Have you had that experience? You know, sometimes we don't realize why we have difficult people in our lives. We invoke difficult people in our lives because there's a gap in our self-respect. If I had time, I'd play the game with you. Actually, I can play the game with you now. Mm. Give me some post-it notes.
Post-it notes.
Okay.
You used up quite a lot over there.
Wait. Okay, can I have a pen, please?
Yep.
But a thick black pen.
Big black one, okay.
Yes, and I need 6 volunteers. You're not volunteering each other. If you're going to be my volunteer, one. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So we have 3 boys and 3 girls. Yeah. Okay, right. So I need you 6 to create a circle in the middle. And all of you sit around them, outside them, so you can see them. Okay, so all 6 of you that are volunteers, come in into a circle. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Who was volunteering your sister earlier. Is that your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah? He's your cousin. Yeah. So he was kindly volunteering you earlier, and I caught him in the act. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7.
Yeah.
Can I ask you to step out and just be an observer of this? Okay, why don't you come in and create a bit more of a circle scenario here? Okay? Now, 1 second. What do you like to discuss? Give me a topic that you would like to discuss. Give me a topic you'd like to discuss. Any topic.
Cryptography.
Does anybody else know what cryptography is?
No.
Okay, can you pick a topic that everybody else would know?
Reddit.
Yeah. School. That's a good idea. Okay, so what about school? Okay, what about school?
Homework.
So let's say you guys are the main teachers, right? You're the board of teachers in a school. And your job is to figure out how to help students improve in homework. Right? You're discussing homework. What are the ways in which you can help students improve in their homework? Is that okay? Do you accept that? It's pretty realistic. So just spend a bit of time thinking about it first whilst I finish my job here. Can I have another pen?
The other side is here.
There's a pen, I was going to say.
Okay, you keep your thinking. Gopi finishes her.
Yeah, you just keep your thinking cap on. You're the board of teachers, and you're just going to sit down to discuss the state of homework of the students right now, and what state it's in, and what are some of the ideas that you could use to improve it. So when I say go, then you're going to start discussing, okay, but not before. Okay. Now close your eyes, all 6 of you. Okay. You're going to look up at me, but you're going to close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed. That's it. Okay. You shouldn't be able to see the facilitate. Sorry, I don't have the facilitate, so don't touch it, okay? Don't touch it. Keep your eyes closed.
I know what
game it
is. Like headband.
Okay, you just need to do a bit of sellotape on each
one. Yeah, just be from up
there. Okay. Yes,
don't touch it.
Touch it. Don't look at it. Oh dear. Some heads are so small I have to make the paper. Right? Oh, how am I going to keep this on your head? Don't open your eyes. Wait for the sellotape to come. So it has to be sellotape now. Otherwise it'll fall.
With our headband, maybe. With our head.
That's it. Keep that there. Okay. No. Not like that. Okay. Right. Now just hold on to your papers at the top. Just hold on to your papers at the top. That's right. And I'll just position your fingers so you hold it there. Okay? You hold your paper there. That's right. You hold your paper there. You hold your paper there.
Yes.
Put your finger there and you hold your paper. No. You hold it here. Put your, just one finger. That's it. So I'm going to have to ask you to... That's it. Okay. Right? Great. Excellent. Okay. So, you are... Okay. So you are a board of teachers and you're discussing your homework. So start. Share your ideas.
We need more brick and butter.
Yeah, start sharing your ideas. So what are your ideas? What's your idea of how you can help students improve their homework?
Getting the importance
of them. No, you're talking to each other, not to me.
Okay. I think we need to understand the talk.
Okay, and you've got to respond to what's on their forehead.
Hello? You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
So the person... So the person who's speaking or whatever, remember you're responding to what's on their forehead. Okay? So what have you said? You've just shared something, have you?
To make sure that they understand the talk.
Right, okay.
Do part of it.
Do what?
Do part of it in class and see if you need any help.
Ah, right, do a part of it in class and see if you... Oh, that sounds practical to me, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Anybody else?
I found the state of homework is not good, as people are just writing for the sake of writing. They're not understanding it.
No, that doesn't work, does it?
No.
Well, they're not understanding. Well, I suppose there's something in there, but I'm not sure that they're accepting quite what you're saying. Okay, anybody else?
Well, that's an amazing idea.
Make them understand with like games and like.
Right. And what did she say? You said make it easy. She said make it easy. Wow. Okay, that's a great idea. Anybody else?
Reduce the task.
They just listen, right? They're not gonna. That's why you're not sure, because it's a bit of a dictatorial command. Listen to what I say. So they would listen to what you say. What do you think they were doing with you?
I think they're listening to sarcastic around me and just say yes to everything.
You think they're really sarcastic with you? Really? What do they do to you practically on both occasions when you shared an idea?
Agreed with you.
They agreed with you. They did a little bit more than agree with you, didn't they? They actually clapped for you at one point. They appreciated you close. Pull it off now, look. You. Now, you know, a lot of your self-respect, we did it as labels like this, right? But a lot of how you see yourself is invisible writing here. You can't see it. Everybody else can. And then you wonder why somebody behaves with you in the way they behave with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, we're going to keep those down. We're going to do something else. Give me the post-it notes again.
Yeah,
this is not enough.
Can we
keep eating? And then what? Walk around Madhubar with me.
Can we do that? Can we do that?
Yeah.
What?
Can we use the back of them? Because we can use the tape.
No, I need the tape. Oh, yeah, you can use the tape? Yeah, sure. Okay. Now close your eyes again.
Can I write on it?
I have my
spare phone
that day. I heard you.
Oh.
Congratulations
on hearing. Oh, great. That's brilliant. Thank you.
He's writing laugh at my name.
Okay. What? Okay, I need you to close your eyes again. Can I have another topic of discussion?
Games.
Huh?
Games.
What kind of games? What kind of games?
Sports.
Sports. Okay. You are now the committee, the sports committee of the Sixth Form High College, and you have to organize a sports day for the kids at the college. Okay, so you're the organizing committee. So you're going to have to start thinking about how are you going to organize? What's the theme of the day, sports day? What are you going to call it? What activities are you going to have? How do you want to engage people? Okay, so just have a little think about it. Are you thinking about the topic? You need to close your eyes, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you that. You need to close your eyes. So you're the organizing sports committee, and you have a day, a sports day to organize. Okay, keep your eyes closed. And... okay. Everybody's eyes closed. Okay. So... now this time you have a new set. You have a new set to respond to, okay? These are beings around you in your organizing committee. And so you're going to be now sharing ideas, but as you're sharing ideas, remember whoever's speaking, you're responding to them accordingly. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay, off you go.
You could do a warm up like
while I'm
the
airport. She's intelligent.
You don't look at me. You're not committing. You're not committing. Okay. So that's one idea. Yep. What was it again?
Do a warm up, run around the airport.
Do a warm up, run around the
airport. What was it?
Main topic. You're organising a sports event for the Sixth Form College.
We should have several events at once.
You want to respond to her?
Yeah.
Okay. Other ideas?
I would like to keep the Titan as a perfect Olympic.
Okay, that's good.
Lovely.
Alright. Okay. Other ideas?
Snacks for the participants.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah, keep it. Keep going.
Snacks for the participants. That sounds like a really good idea.
We should have famous sports players.
Did you respond to him accordingly? We should have famous sports players. That's a really good idea. Yeah, you're really lovely. Any ideas,
who? Usually the parents just like sit and watch, and so that will like encourage them to like participate and show their skills in different sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think that's a really good idea. I think that means that involves both the parents and the children in the classroom. Yeah.
One of the foods should be bread and butter.
One of the foods should be, what are you going to do to him if he says one of the foods should be bread and butter? Go on.
Yeah.
Respond to him.
Make sure you get enough for you.
We're definitely going to accommodate that idea. Okay, any other ideas? Come on, guys, you're organizing a sports day. You need more ideas than this.
We got many on.
We got what?
Many spectators.
To get many spectators.
Yeah. We should advertise
it. You should advertise it. Guys, are you responding when this is the one way street? We're having a conversation amongst each other. Eh?
Live TV.
Live TV?
Oh, we should
have
we
sorry? How are you going to respond to that?
To unique idea.
Very sociable person, right? That she would think of it like that, right? Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. We should have lessons on how to ride a scooty.
Oh my god.
He's really attached to a scooty, right?
And bread and butter.
So if he's attached to a scooty, what does he need? When somebody suffers from attachment, what do they need?
Detachment.
Yeah.
You gonna
show that to him? Show him some love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, any other ideas, guys? So far we've got have a warm-up run, we've got invite some famous sports people, we've got get spectators, live media, we've got involve the parents, we've got food, make sure there's good food, including bread and butter, what else? What else?
The name of the sports.
Any other ideas?
We could have special prizes for the winners. Yes, some dresser
prizes.
Yes. Yes.
Special prizes for the winners. That sounds like a good idea, right? Doesn't it? I
think
that's great.
Do it.
And?
Complimentary prizes for everyone.
Wow.
Like gifts.
Wow. What do you think of that idea?
Interesting.
Love.
Amazing.
Wow.
We should have
cucumbers. Okay. We should have cucumbers. How are you going to respond to that?
Aww.
That's so sweet, isn't it? Oh, okay. Anybody else? You're really interested in the spectators, aren't you? Entertaining the spectators. How are you going to respond to that?
I think we should have like this backpack and a drink bottle, hat, clothes thing, like a starting thing, in case they're outside or inside.
A backpack full filled with goodies, like drinks, water, snacks, in case they're outside or inside.
Okay.
So what do you think about that?
She's
very
caring.
She's a very caring thing to say, isn't it? To come up with that kind of idea. Yeah, it's true. Okay.
Several events at once.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's so lovely.
I want to add to the bread and butter thing.
Yeah, what do you want to add to the bread and butter thing?
So there should be like a stand where like they have different types of bread, so different. And there should be yogurt.
How are you going to respond to that?
Aww.
Isn't he just loves his bread and butter, doesn't he? Shall we give him a one-way ticket to Germany? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call time out. So I think we've got a pretty good day. We have a pretty good event organized. Okay. What was the energy of that conversation like?
Interesting.
Interesting? In what sense?
It was,
what did you feel?
Everyone was cooperating.
Everybody was cooperating. Right. What did you feel?
It was more positive.
It was more positive. What did you feel? It went quite well. What did you feel?
Everyone was pitying me.
You felt they were pitying you. You felt they were pitying you?
Like, they were probably... I don't know.
Well, leave aside what they were doing to you. How did you feel in the conversation?
I feel like everyone was laughing.
That was before.
Yeah.
You still hung up about that one from before. Okay, how did you feel about the conversation?
Everyone was kind to each other, encouraging everyone.
Right, so it felt a sense of encouragement. How did you feel about the conversation?
I think it was unconditionally accepting each other's ideas.
There was an acceptance of what was going on, including of your ideas too, right? Yeah, okay, do you want to pull off your stickers and have a look?
Right.
Are you
gonna do another one?
Are you gonna do another one?
Yeah, but what did the observers notice? So we had six people watching on the outside. What did you guys pick up from both conversations? Right? What did you guys pick up from both conversations? The second conversation had a better outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We actually generated ideas in the second one, right? Mm-hmm. Even though the food and the bread and butter were expanding and expanding and becoming more innovative, right? Right. What else did you notice about both conversations?
The first one, like, people were... one side was, like, disrespecting. And the other side was respected.
Yeah.
And then the second one, everyone was respecting each other.
Everyone was respecting each other. And did you notice a difference in the outcome of the conversation?
Yeah.
Any observations on this side? What did you notice from both conversations? You what?
Too much bread and butter.
Too much bread and butter. But he was really getting into it, wasn't he?
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
It was too much. Yeah. Yeah, there might be a point there. But at least he was opening up more than the first conversation. Right?
Yeah.
As well. Because the first conversation was being laughed at. Now, how many of you have had similar experiences in your life? When you're in conversations with people, right? Or in a group. And you feel that something's not quite going right, but you don't know why. Yeah. You felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what we don't realize that a lot of that has to do with what we've got written on our foreheads. Do you know what you've got written on your forehead? Your attitude, your feelings about yourself. Your self-respect is written very, very loudly across your forehead. So if you feel this little, there will be a sign on your forehead that says, treat me as little. And then everyone you meet will treat you as little. And you'll keep complaining for the rest of your life, why are they treating me as little?
Mm.
Right? If you feel like you're not worthy, you have a label on your forehead that says, I am unworthy. Which means everybody in your life will start treating you in that way. And then we end up blaming everybody else in our lives. Well, they're like this with me and they're like that with me. But the person that we don't see is ourselves, right? And then Baba comes along into our lives. And Baba, what does Baba say to us?
Understand your own self.
Yeah, he goes, understand your own self. What else does he say to us?
Be positive.
Be positive. What else is
there? Consider yourself.
Be your best friend to yourself. What else does he say?
Consider yourself the best friend.
Yes. What else? What else does he say to elevate your self-respect?
Every step you take, you earn multi-millions.
Every step you take, you earn multi-millions. What else?
Say you're fortunate.
Consider yourself your soul.
Yes. What else?
We are multi-million times fortunate.
You're multi-million times fortunate.
You're masters of the world.
You're masters of the world. He kind of gives us all these elevated titles of self-respect. And we go, who me?
Yeah.
Who me? You're not talking to somebody behind you. Me? And so I think that the first basis of developing dharana is to accept the respect that Baba is giving us. If you can't accept respect from God, when God gives you so much respect, how are you going to develop your own self-respect? Then you'll always be looking for respect from people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that the case?
Yeah.
We kind of become beggars of respect. And the reality is nobody gives us respect. Nobody does. Each one is so absorbed in their own world and their own expression that, you know what? You're just a piece for them. But for Baba, you're the center of his universe because he doesn't have anybody else up there. He's alone. And he's often said, my children are my world. You're the only people I think about. Because out of 7 billion souls, only 800,000 know me. You know how much that is? That's 0.00025% of the population know him. Imagine if in your whole school there was only one person who knew you. How would you feel about that person?
Very special.
You'd have a good connection with them, wouldn't you? You'd want to hold on to them, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd feel like they're special.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Baba feels about you. Do you ever think of it like that?
No.
Yeah. So, did that hit home? The importance of your self-respect? And the effect that it has in your relationships with others? Yeah. Okay. Do you have any questions?
I do.
Yes.
Now let's say we're talking in front of a big group, we are discussing.
Yeah.
And only few people respond while the rest don't respond.
Yeah.
Mm. What does that mean?
What does that mean? Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
True.
What did you see me do?
Responding to
everyone. What was I doing before responding to everyone?
Opposite.
And?
Listen.
Listening and asking questions. Wasn't I? Doesn't matter. I know that everybody in a group won't speak at once, so my job is to go, what's your opinion? 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 Do you see my point? Because I have a job to get done. I've got to make sure this committee comes out with ideas for the product at the end of the day. I can't just sit at the field and go, okay, well, they didn't speak, so I didn't get any ideas. I've got to get them to speak, right? And I can't sit there thinking, well, they're not saying anything, so maybe there's something wrong with me. Do you see my point? Your self-respect makes you proactive. Okay? So on my forehead is clarity. That's my self, my speciality. And so I will bring clarity to situations. So I'll be proactive with it. You just have to be proactive with your speciality.
Kopi, we have few questions here.
Yes.
I mean, if you have any more relevant questions now, feel welcome to ask. Otherwise, we can maybe do two or three of the ones that you wanted to ask, because we have to wrap up. Then also we have another session afterwards. So one of the questions was if we're having an emergency. And
what kind of emergency?
It's not written. We have to find
like
out.
A bathroom emergency, or a physical medical emergency. We don't know yet. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And did not jam for traffic control. So you have to explain the word jam also, I think. But we are remembering Baba. Is it wrong? So basically, if there's an emergency, if they don't stop for traffic control, but they are remembering Baba, is it wrong?
No.
Okay, is it clear?
You have to respond in your life to the moment. But that doesn't mean that whilst you respond to something, you can't have Baba with you. Do you understand? He's here. He's here. He's not here. So your hands can do what they have to do. Your mouth can do what they have to do. But your heart can still be with Baba in that moment. And then after that scene finishes, stop, have a moment, and give it to Baba. Do you see what I mean? But it's not wrong.
Okay, second question is, what is the purpose of Dharana? What is the purpose
of Dharana? What do
you think
is the purpose of Dharana? That's what its definition is, right? Imbibing good qualities. What else?
To reach your aim.
Yeah. What else?
To stay on track.
Brothers, purpose of Dharma?
To become pure.
Have a good attitude.
To what?
Have a good attitude.
To have a good attitude.
Think good about yourself.
Yeah. You know, ultimately, if you want to have a sense of full well-being inside yourself, to feel good about yourself, you need to develop good dharana. Let's say you have the habit of speaking badly to somebody or speaking rudely to somebody, right? You wouldn't call that dharana, would you? You just call that bad behavior. And at some point in your life, whatever the words you speak to that person, they will echo back to you. Because whatever you're saying, you're only actually ever saying it to yourself. So when you speak rudely to somebody, guess who's listening first? Your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is listening to everything you're saying. And as you're saying that, your subconscious mind is taking it in and you are becoming what you are saying. The person opposite you is a secondary recipient of it. The primary recipient of everything you're saying and even thinking is yourself first. And so when we're developing good dharana, and when Baba talks about things like give regard to yourself, give regard to others, speak sweetly, speak softly, speak slowly. These are all indicators to help us to train our subconscious mind to accept our goodness. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because why don't we believe in our goodness? We're good. Why don't we believe in it? Because we do things and we say things that go against our goodness. Mm-hmm. So we disbelieve our own goodness because of what we do and say. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? We break our own self-respect. So if you start to really pay conscious attention to what you're saying, to how you're saying it, to how you're behaving, your self-respect won't suffer. So dharana, good dharana, is good behavior. It's not just superficial manners, but it's really a genuine, you know, that this is who I am, and that whatever I am sharing with you, I am going to receive the fruit of that. So if I'm being patient with you, I develop patience, right? If I demonstrate love, I become loving. Do you see my point? And in each of our relationships in our life and all our circumstances, we are only ever called to give virtues. When I'm finding a relationship difficult, the first thing I have to ask myself is, what quality or virtue am I being asked for right now? Am I being asked to be patient here? Am I being asked to be tolerant here? Am I being asked to be loving here? Do you know what I mean? Because once I be that, the situation sorts itself out. And my self-respect doesn't suffer in the relationship. It's a very subtle dynamic. Is that okay?
So I think it was very interesting and enjoyable, right? Yeah. So we have some toli to give you as well.
And
Hello.
Yeah, I'm in room one. Where are you? Do you want to come down? We've just finished. Where are you? Would you like to come down? Just no, we've just finished. Thank you.
The first place that I respect.